All right, next up, we've got Spin Town and Company with the Department of Miscommunication. The first sentence of my review says, I can confidently say that I was not harmed by my three or four listens of this song. Musically, I think the song does an excellent job of emulating the post-punk ethos of the 1990s, right? And I do not object to that sound at all. Like, I love me some Green Day. I will not complain about some Blink-182. But lyrically, however, this song is completely unintelligible to me. And, you know, like
wait,
I mentioned...
Wait. Was that a joke? Is some Blink-182?
Oh, sort of yeah. Some... Is it some 51?
41, yeah.
Something or something like that. Okay. Yeah.
Was that an intentional
no,
joke?
No, that was unintentional. But
okay, all right.
But let's just assume that I was being clever there.
That was hilarious, Chumpy.
But anyway, yeah, the song is completely unintelligible to me, even with the benefit of the extensive song bio and lyrics. So, like, while musically this song hits the mark of what it's aiming at, it just does a poor job of engaging me, the listener, who is in good faith trying to understand the miscommunication or misunderstanding that is at the heart of this song, and I cannot find it. You know, and this seems to be an intentional choice from Spin Town and Company. In the bio, it says, if you don't want to understand the lyrics, good. If you want to understand the lyrics, go watch the 4-hour video. And I will politely decline that offer. So, like, I guess they chose to write about something that pleased them rather than trying to communicate in a straightforward way with a casual listener. And I do not expect that they will be surprised by the consequences of this decision.
Wow, okay. I sort of had a different take on it. I thought it was fun execution of fun lyrics. And I liked the lyrics despite not knowing anything about what they were. It was just sort of this captivating cadence and density of words. I thought it was just sort of enjoyable just being there for the bulk and the volume of the words. Just coming by at that speed. But yeah.
Oh, you got to give the singer incredible props for getting his mouth around those lyrics.
Yeah, yeah. On the other hand, though, I'm not completely sold on the chorus. The verses I thought made up for whatever I imagine is dissatisfying about the chorus. Maybe the choruses are too short or not catchy, at least not catchy compared to the verses. Altogether, the song is fun and energetic and maybe too long by one verse, though honestly, I liked all the verses. I did see the associated music video, at least some of it. I kind of started watching it and then it's like, oh, is it going to be this all the way through? And it did not sort of help me understand the song. Oh, by the video too, I'm not talking about the 4-hour video. You know, there's a 3-minute, it's actually like a 4.5-minute video. The song itself is 3.5 minutes long, but then afterwards there's this sort of chatter section at the end with Twitch, Discord, whatever people use when they're chatting with each other online while playing games. I don't know. What game was that even? Is that
Minecraft?
Minecraft? Okay. I don't know anything about games, but I just know that everything's blocky. And I know that there's at least two blocky games, right? There's Minecraft and there's Roblox?
Yeah.
Which I don't know anything about. Yeah, whatever.
Minecraft is an epically good game. I can see why Spin Town is obsessed with it.
Hmm. From all evidence, from all reportage of it, it seems pretty cool. But I can't make that kind of an investment. Time-wise, I mean. So not, you know, part of my world, but enjoyed it regardless. Again, fun execution, fun lyrics, even though I didn't know what they were about.